Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
This week, we are sponsored by Morning Recovery. This is Summer Mary and Winter Mary approved. Go to morningrecoverydrink.com/TJG. This is the best kept secret, I think, to help you with your day after drinking. Simply go out, have a good time, have all the wine, have your vodka sodas. Put this next to your bed, drink it before you go to sleep, and you will wake up refreshed. You can do more the next day, and you can use the code TJG to get 20% off right now. I'm in love with this stuff, and have I ever steered you wrong, people? I think not. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And you guys, it's Colleen. I'm back.
That's my little sister, Colleen. This week, we are going to break down the Orange County reunion, dive into VPR, and talk all things Jersey. I'd like to start off with
Kelly Dodd and Vicky had a little Twitter war this week. Basically, Kelly said she would not return to Orange County without or with Vicky on it. Now, how do you feel about that?
I love Kelly Dodd. I mean, I think she's bringing it. I love her style.
Kelly God.
That's right. But Vicky, the OG of the OC.
And what does she have on Andy that he won't fire her?
Oh, my God. Like, literally. Tamara, like, just begging for a storyline. But Vicky, you know, I am entertained by her. And, like, you know, the how do you guys talk about the John, Dirty John on here?
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing with Brooks and Vicky and, like, how it's very similar to Dirty John.
It's the same.
It's been giving me life.
Yes. Okay, so basically then Kelly Dodd now kind of is taking back that she would join. And Vicky's like, well, yeah, she has no other job. And then Kelly writes this tweet. This makes me very sad. I am a college educated. You are not. I worked in advertising after I graduated from college for 10 years, bought real estate by myself, married a smart, successful man with whom I had a child with, and which is a great father to my daughter. Where is your kid's father? I invested in stocks and real estate and startups very early there. Therefore, I don't have to work as an insurance broker selling insurance for minimal margins. Your words. You also told me that you make more money on the show than you do selling in insurance. I have made better choices in my life than you. I am sorry if you're jealous. I just work smarter. I hope you find happiness, peace, and love, Vicky. Hashtag don't be jelly.
Burn. Like, burn.
Major burn.
But Kelly, like, does this, like, says all these mean things and then apologizes. It's like, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, she's really sharp with her tongue and quick, too.
Yes.
Twerp.
Twerp?
Oh. No. She called Emily. I felt really bad for Emily in this whole reunion. Like,
oh, Mary, I was going to say the exact same thing. I felt like they were ganging up on her, and I really like her. I think she's really smart and articulate, and they just would not get off Shane. But they were trying to make things way bigger than they actually were.
I know. They're like, he didn't even hug you. And she's like, he's touching my ass all the time. Mm-hmm. I really want her and Jean to come back just so they can kind of redeem themselves. Like, they were so hazed as the new girls.
I agree. I like both their storylines, and I agree. I would like them both back.
Yeah, and I would like to see single Gina.
Oh, my gosh. I bet she's pretty wild, too. But they've been together since high school, too. Have you seen what he looks like?
Yeah, Matt. Oh, man. Smoke show.
Smoke show, 100%.
Okay, so what I took away from the reunion, let's just kind of go over the endings. It was basically, Andy was like, what is one thing you regret this season? And Kelly was like, she wouldn't have told Shannon that her ex was a saint to have put up with her for so long.
Well, I mean,
she's like, you don't want to apologize for that whole Shane incident?
Yeah, seriously. She was so rude to Shane. And I also loved how Emily, like, just lost her shit. Like, she, I mean, you can tell that they have a close relationship. Like, she was, like, not having it whatsoever.
Okay, and then Gina's regret is also about Shannon. She said, I would take back totally inserting myself in your business. How did you feel about that? Do you think she was being a pot stirrer with, you know, telling her about how all the girls said that she should be on medication and stuff?
I mean, but the girls said it to her face, too. I guess she was just perpetuating it because they kept talking about it. But I think Gina probably naturally isn't a pot stirrer, but needed a storyline, and she got it. So good for her.
Okay, Emily's regret was threatening to kill Kelly.
Fair. I also like it when Emily gets all legal. Like, that is not a threat. A threat is when you have intent. Like, blah, blah, blah. Did you really think I was going to kill you? And, like, it's just hilarious.
She's a smart girl.
Yeah.
Vicky wished she hadn't hidden from Kelly about Michael's new girlfriend or dating.
I think that's a lie. I don't think she cares, and I think she would have done it again.
I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm.
And you do not do that.
No.
Like,
no,
that girl is code. So wrong. You, like, no.
Girl code. Okay, Tamara wishes she hadn't gotten so frustrated with Shannon, but I get it. And, like, her husband was getting involved. I mean, it was ruining, like, their bathtub moments, you know, between Tamara and Eddie in the bubble bath. They were probably taking less bubble baths. What do you think?
I think that definitely interrupted the bubble baths. And I think that, okay, but so when I was watching the reunion and they kept doing it on the commercial when Tamara goes, Shannon, it's all me, I. And it's like, that was so rehearsed. Like, I'm sure like in the bubble bath, they were like, what are my like comeback lines at the reunion? And like every time I watch it, it's just like, oh my God, like how many times did you and Eddie go over this?
You're totally right. Yeah. And they rehearsed the lines in the bubble bath.
100%.
We solved the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so Shannon's was, it's Jamaica. She's like, but you could have told, if it, before Jamaica, it would have been going in the jacuzzi in my Spanx. Wait,
what is that voice right now? That's like a Muppet or what? I don't know. You got to work on it.
Shannon.
Okay. It's bad.
Yeah.
I was really, what did you say? I was really just.
Oh, sorry. I was just, her regret was like Jamaican walking away.
Trying to be less, was it? Reactive. If I had, I mean, that's the most times I've ever heard the word reactive in, you know, 1 hour span.
So basically the reunion could have been two parts.
Sure. I did think that Shannon looked fabulous, and I on her Instagram, it looked like she had been working out pretty hard for it, and it showed off. I thought she looked great.
I completely agree.
So who's coming back next season? Did Andy call you?
Andy let me know. I mean, they got to get some new blood, but it's like the new blood doesn't work. Mm-mm. I mean, I honestly think they could actually keep the entire cast and it would like work.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I actually like this cast. Because, like, remember
I really want Gina
when they
Kelly.
Had, like, Lydia and...
Yeah, Lydia was terrible.
Was it Paula or what was her name?
Oh, Peggy.
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 Yeah, those they
you
were...
You did that.
Really boring.
I agree.
So I did like this new roundup.
Okay, let's talk below deck. This is when Ashton goes overboard.
Mm-hmm.
Overboard.
Mm-hmm.
Man overboard. Who am I?
I don't know.
Riley, she like whispered thing. You have to be like, man overboard, man overboard.
Well, and like how at the end, she only said it once. Like, how aren't you like, man the fuck overboard? Like, someone help
like,
me.
Like, man overboard. And so it's actually super scary. This cameraman named Brent basically saved the day.
I needed them to go. I was a little confused. I needed them to go more into it. So basically, like, Ashton, so they're, like, on the mega yacht, and they're towing the tender.
Yeah.
And
wow, you're such a yachty.
I know, the smaller boat. And so the two lines cross. So the two lines are, like, around his ankle. So, like, if there was enough tension, it would have literally severed his foot. Because one is going one way, one's going the other. And then you just, like, bleed out pretty much. Because they're in the middle of nowhere. Like, who's going to get there in time?
Would you for sure bleed out if you just lost a foot?
Well, no. I mean, you just need attention, like, immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, because you need, like, blood transfusions and surgery. And they're in the middle of nowhere. So I don't know, like, how that... Is there, like, a helipad on there? Could there be, like, a helicopter rescue?
You guys, we got the nurse in here, so...
I need answers. But it was super scary. But, and then, so this guy, Drake, the cameraman...
No, his name's Brent.
Oh, why did I know?
I know. Wait, that's really funny. She said Drake because her friend Brent just had a baby named Drake.
Oh my God, that's funny. So Brent, like, is this camera guy, and I guess he
started unleashing the line.
Oh, to like release slack on it. But why wasn't the like Riley who works there doing this? Like how did the cameraman?
I think you just like go into like reaction mode. It was like holy shit, like yeah.
And also, I think it's easier like as like kind of an outsider. Like when you're not in the situation, you can like act faster because you're like not in it. You like are coming into it.
I think
it
was just like his instinct. So Brent truly like really saved his life.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
They got so lucky.
Mm-hmm. Captain Lee. I mean, I saw another side.
The tears.
The tears. He was just like really affected by it, which he should be. Like, I mean, that
they got
it was
super
luck.
Lucky.
It was luck that he like was alive.
Yeah. So how do you feel about Riley?
She is another one with a sharp tongue, but like she is, she
I
would
think
be,
she needs to get like banged out.
Oh, I don't.
She has so much like
aggression and like literally when she like yells, like her like mouth goes like crazy. Like she's like clenching her teeth. She's like so worked up. She would be such a pain in the ass to work with. My God.
She has to be right. Like he's such a savior for like letting things go.
Yeah. And he is like not a controversial person whatsoever. So like him constantly getting in fights with her, he must be like, you've got to be kidding me. Like,
no,
he's let things
go. Riley.
Yeah.
Riley. Got to let go.
Oh, see, that's a good one. You got that one.
You think?
Yeah.
That was fun. I don't think that was that good. What do you think about the new girl? I mean, why do you, like, I think it's really funny. Ashton's super into her. Adam's creepy.
Yeah, he is.
He's, like, too sensual.
Yeah, he's very, very odd. But, I mean, his food.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
you think his voice ever goes loud?
I mean, I've never heard it, so
like I couldn't imagine it like getting to a high level.
Yeah.
But do you think the new girl's banging? I don't get it.
I think it's more like kind of like fresh meat on the boat, and it's like the new girl in middle school who like comes to school, you know, their parents just moved there.
Sure.
Becomes the popular chick. I think that's kind of what's happening.
Okay. Let's just dive into Vanderpump Rules. This is Pride, which I went to Sir that day.
Oh, you were there?
I did, and I ran into James and Raquel's friend, the gay guy. What's his name?
Oh, the roommate?
No, not the roommate. The
no, I know.
The younger guy.
But he used to be the roommate. I forget his name.
What's his name? Why can't we think of it? Everyone's screaming it right now.
I know.
I ran, and he's like, oh, my God, Raquel, like, her glass eye was, like, all. Do you know about the glass
Wait,
eye?
No.
Okay. So someone DM'd us and told us that Raquel had a glass eye, and we've run with this joke. She definitely doesn't. But we've been just, like, Courtney was texting me, and she's like, James, I, like, take my glass eye out for 1 second, and you cheat on me with hope.
Wait, so, and then this guy, his roommate knew about it? Or his friend?
Yeah,
his
friend? Well, like, because it all went down that day, and he was at Sir when I went down. So he was, like, telling us about it. He's like, oh my gosh, okay. I have so much to tell you girls. And we were kind of like, oh, we gotta go.
Okay.
But.
Can we also talk about the goat cheese balls at Sir when you actually go there?
Did you eat them?
Yeah. So they give you like three. They're so small and they're $12. And I was like,
so
I mean,
$4 a ball.
Yeah. And they taste good, but they're like literally like
a dime size.
Probably
a nickel, a quarter.
Probably like 2 quarters.
Oh, so you felt gypped on these balls.
Big time.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically the episode kicks off with the engagement continued. They're all at the house. Lisa comes to the apartment. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about that?
I mean, it was nice. Yeah, he did a good job. All the friends were there. The ring's beautiful. How much money did he get from his father? Like,
no, the jeweler gave that to him. Like, okay. He had probably paid $35,000.
So, okay, so I was at Sir over summer, and the jeweler was there and is like the most lovely guy. What is his name? Kyle Chan?
Yeah.
Was so nice. Like, we were just like shooting the shit. Like,
how did you know who is a jeweler? Or like, how did this transpire?
I just knew who he was. Oh, I don't funny. Really know, but he did like rings for Beyonce and stuff and was like really kind and nice. And he was like, and I was like kind of talking to him about like price points for rings and stuff like that. And he was like, oh yeah, like I will do any price point. Like, I just like to like, I love and blah, blah, blah. And like, was really great.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Well, LVP questions if it's a cubic zirconian.
No, I missed that.
SCZ. Oh, yeah. She's like, I don't know about that. And then I love how people are like, did you get insurance on that or Jack's?
And then she's like screaming off the balcony, I'm engaged.
I know, that was wild.
Do you think she was surprised?
Yeah, I do. Don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Well, because she got glam before. I think she like was almost positive. She was wearing white.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And she did do glam before.
I love how Jane was like, well, the devil got what he wanted. And he's like, he'll be a great first husband for her.
I know. What a line. But
shade.
Very kind of true. Okay. She'll have a couple kids with him.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, they said they're going to like start right away.
Is he 39?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, apparently Jax's mom didn't respond to a text. And he's like, his storyline this season is a lot about the dad and mm-hmm. that he's also really resentful towards their mom because she didn't say that he was in the ICU and he didn't get to say goodbye to his dad. And so apparently they were like on the rocks, the parents.
Mm-hmm.
But then I read like one of Jax's mom's friends was like, he's making up this whole thing. Like the parents were totally good. All this stuff. So who do you trust?
Such a liar. You like
Jax or Jason Couchy?
Jason.
It's the same person. That's Jax's real name.
Like I don't know, because Jax is such a liar. But like, no matter what, like him not being there for his father's death, like that's horrible. Like I don't know what the mom told him, but if he was in the ICU, I mean, and he's like, if they're all the way in Florida, that's like, it's a long way to go home. Right. So it's like. And the whole thing's sad. And, but how weird. Lisa Vanderpump's brother passed away and Lala's dad.
Yeah, it is weird. People die in threes, though.
That is true.
Was Sheena even at the engagement party? I feel like these producers are shading her.
Something must have happened. They're, like, trying to get her out, I feel like. I mean, like, I feel like I didn't even see her. And, like, her, them all pretending to work there, like.
It's like, give up the fourth wall.
Yeah.
We know
yeah,
you
exactly,
don't work there.
Exactly. When I was there though, mm-hmm. Tom Sandoval was making drinks behind the bar and he actually brought all his own like, mixers.
Stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All his own, stirs and, the manager actually works there.
Okay.
Peter.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Also like I do really trust Lala's opinion and she says we aren't being Jax. Like they really do seem to believe he's a changed man. What are your thoughts?
I agree. And I kind of believe what Stassi says too. Like Stassi's always pretty much a straight shooter specifically in regards to Jax. Like she doesn't kind of take his bullshit and, they're all saying like, no, he's changed.
Okay. Yeah. They literally played season one this week on Bravo and it was like the exact same storyline. Like Jax had broken up with Stassi because he cheated on her, said he was gonna like they go to that remember they went to that dog store and
yes.
he like, was like I'll buy you whatever you want, getting in the good graces, trying to get the trust back. It was identical to what just happened last season. I was dying. Guys, go back and watch the first season. Like it was the exact same thing that he did to Brittany last season.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so then basically Kristen Doty is ready to take down James Kennedy. I mean, I've never seen a girl with such passion of hatred.
Well, they've done this before. Remember when Kristen Doty flew out the other girl to confront? Was it Jax? That yeah, this is basically like a repeat storyline, but with James.
Mm, yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then they
get into the James stuff.
Okay, so basically, they're really mad at James because James is like, we all know each other inside and out, if you know what I mean. And he says that to Randall. And that's just disgusting. And I love Lala's like, fool me three times, you're dead to me. Like, well, she's yeah. ready to take him down as well.
And that's like Lala's like Achilles heel. Like, you do not talk about Randall. Like, she's gonna blow up with that. And like, he knows that. And he just keeps going for it.
So then Kristen basically finds this woman named Hope. And Hope apparently went to Coachella with all of them. And when Raquel went to bed, she takes out her glass eye for one night. And he goes and sleeps with Hope while Raquel's sleeping in the other room.
which is so gross, and I think it's probably true.
I 100%
know. Lala said she basically saw it, like, is, like, corroborating the story. And, but it's just like, oh, poor Raquel. Like, come on. What do you think's happening here? But, okay, Hope, too, like, who is going on national television and be like, yeah, I slept with your boyfriend while you were sleeping in the other room? Like, girl, desperado. Like,
so
you.
So thirsty.
Yeah.
So thirsty.
Like, it's really pathetic.
Okay, so let's, like, go into a little bit about, let's get lit into the sitcom that was Pride. Like, these producers, they like, call the show, like, overserved. And then it's, like, starring Sheena Marie Jenkin as Sheena Shea, because that's her real name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like, featuring James Kenney as the white Kanye. Then it's, like, with Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox as themselves.
Yeah.
And then Jason Couchy as Jax Taylor and Lisa Vanderpump as the boss. That whole montage, I know, they like, made me so happy.
You know, they're just like laughing while they do it too, while they make it.
They're like, this is brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Ariana, I felt like she probably got fillers in her lips. Did you notice that?
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I loved how like James and Ariana were like envying, James Kennedy's apartment, like them having the washer and dryer. And I was also impressed by James's cooking skills. Like, he made salmon, mashed potatoes, green beans.
Yeah, that definitely caught my eye as well.
But then, okay, did you notice when they were having the appetizer and they were all eating out of like one bowl with forks? I was like, what was that?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I just like thought that was like really, really funny. His apartment was really nice though.
But it's like, how much are these people making a year? Like, I mean, those are like 1 to 2 bedroom apartments. Like, I wonder, like.
I think it's a 1 bedroom. But like, they didn't even have a coffee. Like, they had to eat on the coffee table. Like, they didn't have a dining room table. And then I loved like James' impression of Brittany. Like, him talking in an American accent. I mean,
James is funny. He's just such an asshole.
What happened at Pride is exactly what happened when Courtney and I went to Sir. Like, he was fine, and then he loses it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, you know, James is drinking a ton, and I thought he wasn't allowed to drink at Sir, even if he, like, wasn't working.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I thought the same thing, and you could clearly tell he was like wasted.
Yeah, he was bombed. So basically, Kristen and Hope show up dead sober. Kristen wanted to be sober for the attack. And then she starts, they go into the bathroom with the poor Kel.
I know.
Ambush.
But it's like, who does that? Like, I've never woken up on like a Saturday morning and be like, ooh, who am I going to take down today at like in Nevada? No, they're like, you know, like what?
You know, she's like, so are you aware or do you just not care that your boyfriend cheats on you all the time? And then she's like, and then the girl's like, yeah, I had sex with James at Coachella. I'm not saying this to hurt you, though.
And then the Hope starts crying. I'm like, girl, no.
But then Kristen's like, yeah, he's fucking everything he could put his dick into. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I loved that it was in the bathroom.
I know. But then they did the montage of like all the times that Raquel's been confronted by another girl that he's cheating on them. And there's like hard evidence. Like one girl brought his shirt that he left at her house. Yeah. One girl had photo evidence of him in bed at 5 a.m. And then this and Lala's basically saying like, yeah, it happened. It's just like Raquel.
Raquel, put that glass eye back in and see some things.
Like,
ooh. And James like, it's not true. Kristen is a fucking slut. Why is she here? I've never cheated on you. Everyone is obsessed with me. Everyone's obsessed me. I want you forever and ever. Look at Jackson and Brittany. They are engaged now. And that can be us. They're just, everyone's obsessed with me. I'm like, you, white Kanye, your head is so thick.
He literally thinks that everyone is, he believes that. He believes that everyone is obsessed with him. And I think he believes, like, he's convinced himself that he hasn't cheated. Like, he's so far down the rabbit hole that he's, like, convinced himself of these lies.
I agree. And then Jax is like, you know, a lot of people said I cheated and they were all true.
Oh my God. My friend on Helica was literally calling me the next day. She's like, you guys ended up putting up the Instagram. She was like calling me and she was like, oh my God, I was laughing out loud. Cause he was like, yeah, everyone kept like being like, you cheated. And he was like, and I did. They were all right.
and then the Raquel just like walks away. She's like, but James, I still haven't peed yet.
Yeah, no.
Like, oh my God. So then James, like, continues to spiral, keeps on getting wasted, and Lala and Raquel talk, and she's like, Lala's like, wake up, put in that glass eye. Like, he's doing this in front of you. She's like, you can't be this dumb. You can't be this dumb. And, like, her passion and aggression, like, towards the situation, that's when I knew it was very true, all these things.
Yeah.
So, and then Raquel's like, you aren't supporting other women. Wait, let me see. But you're not supporting other women.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I just thought of Bethany Frankel and Ramona, that fight.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Well, and she's like, I can't support you because like you are turning a blind eye.
Yeah. But then Katie's like, what are those pants, James? And then James just low blows and is like, those shorts aren't working for you. They aren't very flattering. Lose some fucking weight. It's like, oh my God, you don't comment about a girl's weight. Poor Katie.
Katie.
This is like her perpetual storyline. She is a beautiful, I think she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's like, she looks like a woman now. Like, she's not 24 anymore.
She looks great. I've seen her in person multiple times. She looks wonderful. She looks great. And it's like, James, oh, like, that's just, like, what he goes for. Like, oh, I'm getting in a fight with a girl. I'm going to call her fat. It's like, and, like, I loved Katie. She was like, you know, I'm not 24. And, like, I have a different body now, but I've never been happier, so fuck it. And I was like, good on you. And then she's kind of like to James, like, when he says those things, like, kind of, like, get a new line. But, I mean, that's still hurtful. Like, and
totally.
And how does Tom Schwartz not, like, lose his shit on him?
I know. He needs to stand up for her more. But you can see, like, James just spirals out more and more. And I'm like, is it the cocaine? It's clearly about the pasta. Like, he gets insane. But this is exactly that night that we were at Sir. He was really cool with us, brings us up to the DJ booth. We love two judgy girls, blah, 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 blah. And then he, like, totally flips the switch on us. Like, went Jekyll and Hyde, creepy, was like, fuck those girls, unfollow them, and was calling us girl with no job. Like, he was, like, literally, we saw the psychoness.
So bizarre. And you guys didn't do anything.
No. But do you think it's about the pasta? What do you think it is?
I think he's one of those people that's going to end up not being able to drink later on in life.
Yeah. Then the other thing is, like, Jax is trying to pretend, like, the storyline of, like, him being able to come back to Sir. I'm like, what?
They've got to. And, like, do you think Lisa Vanderpump is doing the hiring? Yeah, right. Like, yeah. I mean, they've got to.
What's the upside for me, Jax, by letting you back in? And Jax, like, totally manipulating her. Like, you're my family, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a better person now. Let me prove it to you. Can you find it in your heart?
Yeah, it's lame.
I thought it was a pretty impressive episode.
So, to tell you the truth, so Vanderpump Rules is probably my favorite of all the shows. And I didn't complete the first episode in one sitting. I was so bored. I couldn't even watch the entire engagement. I was like...
But, like, Neptune's net, Colleen, I, like, yelped it. It's, like, two money signs. Like,
I know, but I think that was, like, part of the, like, that was their kind of, like, special place. I actually thought that was nice. Like, oh, not going to like a super fancy place. Like, wait, I thought that was cute.
You couldn't go across to the beach.
Well,
to
I did think that was weird. That then, like, I did think it was weird that the freeway was like, that's the view. Like, they have to go over the freeway to get to the beach. But, you know, and
he put the diamond on a fast food tray.
No, but I thought it was like they're they probably go there. Yeah.
Because she's like, I want some ranch.
They like their fast food. So it's like they go there. It's kind of like low maintenance. And but anyway, so I was so bored. And then, but so episode 2 really made a comeback for me. So I'm kind of back on the sauce.
I agree. Okay, we also have one more ad, guys. It's with Teamy Blends. You can go to teamyblends.com, TEAMIBLENDS.com, and use the code Judgy, JUDGEY, for 25% off all orders of $24.99 or more. I am obsessed with their green tea detox mask. I use it every Saturday morning, and it is like, it feels like it's like sucking up all the gross stuff from the week out of your skin, and it leaves you feeling hydrated. I follow it up with the soothe oil. I feel like I'm glowing with my Teamy Blends treatment. So I highly recommend, ladies. It's great. It would be a great stocking stuffer. Go to teamyblends.com. Use the code Judgy for 25% off. Okay. And finally, let's get into New Jersey. We start off at the sex shop. How many times have we gone to a sex shop like watching Bravo?
I mean, yeah.
Like, it's like every season.
Mm-hmm.
But I also thought it was interesting because, like, in Dallas, they had that, like, black dildo. And I noticed that they also got a black dildo here. And they blurred it out.
Mm. Okay.
And then I liked them talking about the butt plugs.
Yeah, I
kind of... and Tree's like, maybe I should get this for Joe when he gets out of camp.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah. No, but not about the bug plugs, like lingerie. And basically, so Teresa's like talking about Jackie, and she thinks that Melissa should have stood up for her in that instance. I'm like, dude, Jackie was team Melissa there. Why would Melissa say, like, Jackie, don't talk?
Yeah, exactly. So, and also, they, I mean, if there would be no New Jersey without Melissa and Teresa, but they are like Melissa and Teresa fighting. It's every season. It's kind of getting old a little bit.
Well, and she's like, and Melissa's thing is like, you don't love me. And I kind of like agreed with Teresa. She's like, I don't have to fuck her. My brother does. Like, it's kind of interesting because it's like Teresa, like, she didn't choose to have Melissa in her life, you know?
Right, right. But, like, Melissa, I don't think is that difficult to get along with. I think Teresa's the hard one to get along with.
I agree.
I think she takes out all her stuff with her brother on Melissa.
Right, right. And then we go shopping for the Holy Communion with little Joey. He's 8. I thought he was so adorable.
So cute. Such a personality.
And they do the christening flashback, which I was like, whoa. I need to rewatch that.
Because that was before Melissa and Joe were on the season. So it was just like kind of like a small cutout to them.
Right. But so Melissa's like really talking about her dad this season and like her kids not meeting them. And she's really trying to play up this.
Oh my God.
This whole thing.
I had a tear when she was saying that.
Oh,
like
I made you think about your real life.
Yeah. Like that would be so sad to like have your parents not meet your kids. Yeah. And I was like feeling for her.
Yeah. And I loved how Joey was like, this is sexy.
Oh my God.
When kids say sexy, they don't know what it means. And it's like hilarious. Like kids in my class will say sexy. And I'm like, you can't say that. And I'm like, you don't even know what that means. And they're like, it means cool. I'm like, that's not what it means.
I mean, like what does sexy mean? I guess it kind of does mean cool.
No, sexy means like you're showing off your titties.
No.
Yes. Well, yeah. Like sexy means like you're, you know, showing a little skin.
No, I guess
you guys, when I was little, I tried to be sexy and I literally would take my shirt and put it to the side so my shoulder would show. And I would like try to like show off my shoulder. And that was like my way when I was 7 to try to act sexy.
Yeah.
Like that's a true story. There's a videotape of this.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm kind of like loving Dolores and her mother's relationship and her mother's relationship with food.
oh my gosh, cupcakes for breakfast, like a woman who speaks to me.
Sign me up.
Yeah, like she, I love Dolores. Like Dolores is just old school. Like I feel like Dolores is like Teresa is kind of old school, but like got a lot of celebrity and money. But like Dolores is straight up like New Jersey, Italian, old school.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Well, so she's excited because Frank's coming back from Florida and going to live with her again, like, which is so sad. And then, so basically she just like admits that, you know, David sees her once a week.
Yeah. They have like date night once a week, but you know what? Like Frank lives with her. So she gets the companionship from Frank and then she gets whatever from her boyfriend and like, it's working for her. And
I don't think it is. I think her mom brought up the brink, like basically, so she said her mom didn't say a lot of stuff about Frank in the past because, you know, she was worried that he'd take away the kids. But now she's like, no, don't let Frank, you know, walk over you. Mm-hmm. And her mom's like saying, like, move on. She's giving her a little bit of tough love. Like, what do you want out of this life? Which is so true. It's like she's getting what she needs out of both of those men. Like she's getting the companionship from Frank and then I don't know what she's getting out of David, but it's like, Dolores, you can have that in one person and you deserve it.
She does deserve it. And I guess she needs to figure out what she wants and go for it.
Okay, so then we go over to Jackie's house, which looks pretty nice. And it's also, it made me think, like, the men are so involved in Jersey. Like, they're a big part of the storyline. Like, Dolores' storyline, like, Melissa's storyline.
That's a good point.
And no other franchise is, like, the husband so involved.
That's a very good point. You're right.
So, basically, like, Joe walks in and literally is, like, credit carding Melissa. Did you notice that?
No.
He is such a perv. Mm. She's like, please stop it. I feel like he's just constantly touching her, and she's, like, constantly pushing him away.
Yeah, yeah. They're just buddies, I think, and they just, like, have a funny relationship together.
I liked how Jackie admitted that she just doesn't like cooking, and she's okay with that. She's like, I'm just gonna like, no.
I'm actually interested in her storyline, like her big family that comes over and like the parents not living together, but that still married.
Was the goofiest family, that dad in the neon jumpsuit, like bald. And I'm like, how often? So the parents are together, they're married, but they don't live together. Like, how often do they see each other?
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are. And it's like, are they still like in love and everything? Because that's how she made it seem. And they're just like living apart. Or do they just like not want to break up the assets and deal with all that stuff, financial stuff with the divorce?
And her brother, Eric, who was learning disabled. I'm a little curious about that storyline as well. But he's like married and he seems like a good guy.
That seemed cute. And she was like, I would always protect him because we were in the same grade in school. That was like that. They seem like they have a cute relationship together.
Yeah. So then her storyline is going to be about reconciling with her sister who she hasn't talked to in 15 years.
So did they say what the beef was or no? Not yet.
No, I think they just like didn't get along.
Okay.
But yeah, so. But basically, I love, so Jackie, like, tells Joe Gorga, he's like, you know, I told your sister, like, your husband wouldn't be in jail if you could have controlled him. And, like, Joe's like, you said that to her? Like, to her face? And he has, like, the smile smirk. But she's like, it might have been a little harsh. I'm like, you think, like, the grudge that Teresa Giudice will hold on you?
Well, and she'll have it out with you. Like, I can't wait for them to have it out. Like,
what do you think the voodoo doll collection's like? Wait, who's in the who does she have voodoo dolls on?
Oh, my God.
The Manzos.
Oh, yeah, the Manzos. Probably Danielle Staub still, even though she fakes it. Mm-hmm. Probably her husband, Joe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she probably does. Okay, so what do you think about Frank not telling Dolores about the disbarring?
I mean, it's like, I feel like that's probably like telling your parents if you got arrested or something like that. Like, that's the last person you want to tell, and he was just avoiding it.
And then I thought it was really interesting that he told his kids, though.
It must have gone out to the media, and he wanted to, like, get in front of it for his kids' sake, but I don't know why he wouldn't tell Dolores.
Well, but he's like making it like, I didn't want to stress you out. And she's like, well, I was the last to know. And he's like, no, you weren't. I didn't tell people. And I just feel like, yeah, maybe he was just ashamed of it. And yeah, Dolores is like his mother.
Probably a little bit. Yeah. Well, and he's let her down like so many times between like the cheating and like, I think he just didn't want to face her.
So do you think Frankie's hot? The little Frankie? He's 225.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy for sure.
I feel like his skin got bad. He used to be cuter. I think I'm like not into muscles.
Yeah, he's 225. He bulked up for the fitness competition that
Teresa and him are going to be in together. And yeah. It's like, you know, I'm just kind of more of a keg girl. I want a keg, not a six pack.
Sure. I get that.
Okay, then I did love them going over to Danielle's house. And they're basically planning this bachelorette party. And Danielle is psycho. She's like, it needs to be perfect. I want an expensive environment, really nice gifts. I want all gluten-free options. I'm registered at Hermes and Versace. And it's like, girls, it's time to kick it into Kai gear. And you know what, Marge? I'm very upset with you. And the girls are like, we're basically her servants right now. No. Like, I mean, the way she's talking to her, she's like, I had a really lonely day at Alterations. Like, break your silence and call me. Call me. I went to Alterations alone. It's like, where are her daughters? Right. It's so embarrassing you have bridesmaids. Like, come on.
Yeah, how old is she?
Like 50. She's like, when do I get to feel like a bride? Yeah. And how is this only her second marriage?
Well, apparently she's been engaged 19 times. Right. But I mean, per that fight, you know, the table flipping fight.
And then like you like saw her crazy side. She's like a dog with a fucking bone. Like she went to a different place. But I was proud of Marge because she's like, the way you're speaking to me is absolutely disgusting. This is your second wedding. You're being an asshole. You should be saying, give money in lieu of gifts, give money to charity. Like, this is so disappointing.
Money. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I wonder, so like she moved into that house with Marty. I wonder if she gets to stay there. I mean, he should like definitely get an annulment. And like, this woman is like conned him.
Wait, an annulment?
Well, I mean, actually, I guess you only get an annulment when you're in the Catholic church, for it, whatever. But like this, I don't feel like this should be like recognized ever. Like, she was married to him for about 6 weeks.
Wait, they're not married anymore?
Colleen, no.
Oh, that's like, it's already
done.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's like basically she's kind of like, reminds me a little bit of Luann. Like, she wanted to be married or like have this wedding and do all the things about it, but like it wasn't the right person.
Yeah. Maybe she just needed a line for the show, like a storyline. Is she an actual cast member of the show?
No. Like, okay. They don't have her in the opening credits. That's what I thought. I feel like everyone was so, like, you can already tell here. They're like, she's bridezilla. They don't want to be around her.
No.
Like, and I think she thought she was going to be a main housewife, and, like, it didn't go her way.
Right. I mean, the fact she's so nuts that she's still clinging on this show is like pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So then we go back to like the palace and those five kids, the new girl's five kids, like her daughter's like, girls don't play basketball. I'm learning to be a princess.
Yeah. And then she like basically like bribes them with Amazon. Like, I'll get you whatever you want from Amazon if you do this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. And then the party, like same penis forever. Didn't that mac and cheese look delicious? I like was like, give me that mac and cheese right now.
The party was like, it basically was like, it looks like that show Sweet 16 on MTV.
Totally. Like 10 an years event ago. Space.
Yeah. An event space. And it was like, I mean, it looked beautiful, but it's like, you do not do this for a bachelorette. Like, girl, no, like you're 50 and this is your second wedding and it's just no.
And you invited your 24-year-old daughter to watch you have like a male stripper, like
The 24-year-old did look like a model.
She is. She's beautiful. She's pretty striking. And then just like, even like her entrance, like falling down from the sky. It's just too much. And she's like, for the first time, it's all about me. It's like she's so obsessed with herself.
But who's paying for this? Like, because even if the bridesmaid paid for that, that was probably like a $50,000 night.
I know.
You know? Like,
bravo.
Yeah.
I mean, they got that event space for free. Like, it's just a promotion for that event space.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Melissa's like, so, like, how are you feeling about the wedding? And she's all stressed. She's like, what if the dresses don't come? Like, what if people can't make it? All this stuff. And she's like, no, like, how are you feeling about marrying Marty? And she's like, well, there's peaks and valleys.
Yeah, like, that's not good saying, like, up into the wedding. Like, that's kind of like the honeymoon period. Like, I mean, obviously you're stressed with the wedding, but, like, you'd be like, oh, my God, I just can't wait to be married.
Yeah.
I assume this is the conversation you have. Or at least... I mean, if I was on national TV, that's what I'd be saying.
Right. And I loved how Marge Sr., she was so into the stripper. She's like, take my money.
Oh, my God. She is hilarious.
Her faceless looks fantastic.
It does look good. I noticed that, too. Yeah.
Who do you think would be, like, the most into the male strippers out of that group?
Danielle.
I think Marge Sr., Marge Sr., I think she was like the most into it. But next week we get like a little glimpse of Danielle and Marty already starting the fights.
Yeah. I did not know they're already divorced, so I'm gonna look at it in a different way.
The episode also was kind of interesting because it's like they're trying not to give Danielle so much attention, but it's like I wanna see more of Danielle.
Right.
But they really don't want her to be a full-time wife.
Right, right.
I dig Jackie so much. She is already like getting season two for me. What do you think?
Wait, which one's Jackie again?
The new girl, the journalist one.
Yeah, same. I agree. I like her too. I'm not super sold on the other new girl. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't mean.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, we've seen that storyline before.
I kind of agree.
Okay, well, Colleen, thanks for stopping in, doing a quick recap. Guys, 5 stars only, write us a review. Courtney will be back next week. And thanks for tuning in.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.